Yeah, in a sense, or I guess like reader in the mass is different. How Nehemiah perished, Balaam prayed, his relation grandchild of Balaam, and this is called his read. We also have among the walking wounded, certainly served in his distinction, our also servant John of Honor, who hitches significantly broke around. It hitches in some ways, it cast, it would come.
Those
Feast of the Finding of the Shrine of the Cross on the 14th tomorrow of September. There were several crosses that were held in storage, and she wanted to be able to determine which one was the cross of Christ. People from generations would say this one, others would say that. But it was none. It was three in missing. And as we know, Jesus died on the cross and the thieves on each side. But when she met a woman who was dying from an incurable disease known to the local population, when she approached the two other crosses, nothing happened when she prayed before those brothers, those crucifixes. When she went to embrace the final and the third, she was cured. Now anyone could have walked in and said, I'm done. Let's have a little fun. And let's fake disease and cure. That can happen. But she was known to the people of Jerusalem. And it was very obvious she was done. Then it said there was another boy who had a crippled with an arm. That's hard to fake. It's restoration. He was healed by holding on to the wood of the cross of Jesus Christ. Many miracles occur to this day on so many fronts, particularly when it comes to the Eucharist. Because we know that it traces back 2,000 years. Not the host inside that tabernacle, but the Son of God who dwells within each and every host, completely and totally. And it's more than meets the eye. If one were to see that piece of wood on this wood block, one would never imagine that was part of the vessel that rained through the seas, defending our coastlines, which was 200 years ago or more. One would see that splinter, all one like it somewhere else would never say that's anything more than a piece of wood. But it's what we do not see, and it's through the eyes of the faith, regardless of what it is, of the real cross of Christ and the real God who comes to you and me each and every day. And above all, the Lord who wants to propel us, not by gimmicks, or fake miracles, or fancy sayings, empty words, but the God who is and who was, who came from heaven to earth, to be born among us, to strengthen us, and to give us hope in a bruised and broken world. And that's not new, since the sin of the first persons, like Adam and Eve, the world has been a little topsy-turvy, a little off, sometimes more than others. But regardless of how we and others use our freedom, whether to build up the world or to tear it down, God's on his throne. This world is temporary. And our goal is to be able to take the test of time to live life to the fullest, according to God's ways and God's will, to the best of our ability, so that we make the world a better place by being the ambassadors, the disciples, the representatives of the God who became like one of us, flesh and blood. And when that great phrase is heard and seen and said in the body of Christ, and our response to our silence, there's no reverence in that. But amen, I believe. Going back to the ancient meaning of the word from Hebrew, I believe, to be able to be propelled by the host of Jesus Christ is more than any relic of a bold saint who's deceased, or any piece of wood from any vessel it could be. But it is the body and the blood of Christ. is more than meets the eye. The body of Christ, amen. May we give our best not only to say it, but to try our best to live it. Especially when we are carrying our crosses and asking the Lord to help us to go toward the end in victory, because He doesn't leave us alone. And we ask God's strength and mercy, and the only way to receive it is by showing up for life, giving it our best, providing our efforts, and embracing the power of God to help us to move onward and forward. And the Lord will not let us down. We're all meant to continue the efforts. We make great effort for our sake and for the world by coming to the greatest of all praise services, the Mass, that comes to us from Jesus Christ. Phrase I remember my grandmother saying, many of you have similar sayings, other love members who live the life of faith. What more do you want? So we come to adore and worship and to seek the power of God.